This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. If thoughts are things, why do we dwell in the past? We have the privilege of thinking any thoughts we wish. We can think any conditions we wish. We can think any ideal we wish. We can and dwell upon anything in our consciousness that we choose. In fact, nobody really knows what we dwell upon in our consciousness except that it's out pictured in our life affairs. But if thoughts are things, why do we dwell in the past? Why not dwell right now in that which is good to experience right now, and lovely to experience right now, and joyous to experience right now, and our choice to experience right now, instead of talking about what has happened yesterday? We love to dwell on what happened yesterday. We love to tell the stories of the things that happened and the experiences we had with our parents and our family and our friends. And we love to say how wonderful our mothers and fathers were. We love to say how wonderful our family was. We love to say how nice the different jobs were that we had. We love to say how beautiful our children are and how beautiful they're growing up and how now we have grandchildren. We love to say all these things. I talked to a lady. I was writing about and with a lady who was having some problems. And some of the problems were with her children. And she has two children and a husband, and she no longer wanted to be with the husband because they lost that flame that they perhaps had in the beginning. And she likes to say they didn't have it at all, perhaps. And then she wondered why the children were being separated from her. And as she talked to me, or wrote to me, and expressed her problems and her situation, she said that the children this, the children that. And then her husband, whom she wanted to separate from, she called him by name and said, he's a great guy and a wonderful person, but we just don't have that flame anymore. And she named him, and she named him, and she named him. But of her children, whom she said she was feeling alienated from and separated from, she never once mentioned their names. And I can understand why she would be separated from them, because she didn't even have their names in her mind. And in the next letter she wrote and told me their names. Well, now that's wonderful. But did she tell me, last night little Jeannie did this, or did that, or Jeannie was with me and she did this, and she told me that she had this experience in school, and last night we were having a wonderful talk together, and this morning at breakfast, or that she said her son, oh, he is so thoughtful. This morning at breakfast, he set the table so wonderfully, and we didn't even ask him to. And we came out in the kitchen, we were all ready to prepare breakfast, and there he had everything ready for us. And he was only about 7 years old, you know, and he did this. Wow! Well, you see, when you live in the now, when you live in the now in your thinking, in your acting, then the now is real for you. And if you're going to live in the past, then you alienate yourself from the now and everything that could be in it. And you take yourself away from the glorious experiences that the now brings for you. What is it you want in life? Do you want the people you're living with? Do you want the circumstances you're living with? And do you want the life you're living right now to be exacerbated to its height, to be built up, to be loved, to be just enjoyed to the max? Well, then talk about it. And stop talking about the past. Stop talking about how it was when you were in high school, how it was when you were in college, how it was when you had your first, second, third marriage, you know, oh boy, how it was when your children were still at home and when your children would do things nice around the house. Well, what's happening now? What's happening right now in your life? That's the important thing. Live in the now. Thoughts are things, and every thought we think Let it be in the now. Let it be in the present tense. Let it be about what we're doing right now and what we're thinking right now and what we're acting upon right now. We have one of our students, and as we give lectures, this student sometimes drifts away. We say, well, there's an old person there. And this person sort of drifts away and off onto other realms of consciousness and not paying attention to what we're doing. And they, we say, oh, well, that's an old person. They do that in their old age. No, they don't. When you lose interest in the now, you dwell back in the past. And what that person was doing was listening to the conversation, and that struck a note in their thought, and then they went back in thought to what they were thinking about, forgetting all about the present. Now you say, well, that's an old person doing it. No, that's you and me. That's everybody in the entire world doing that. We all are thinking in the now, and then something jogs our memory about the past, and then pop, off we go in that la-la land of the past, and la-la land is the right word for it, the land of mental instability, living in the past, because it has no reality for us except what we give it. Now, when we live in the present, when we take our thoughts in the now and enjoy them in the now, we build upon them in the now. Can you imagine yourself talking about yesterday and having a satisfaction from it? Or can you imagine yourself talking about today and having a satisfaction about it, saying, oh, Ingeborg, you just put, every day Ingeborg puts a fresh flower on the table at every meal. Not a big deal or a little deal, sometimes just a blossom and sometimes a sprig or two, but just lovely. And it's just sort of something very special, something very desired. Now, what she does also, Ingeborg thinks in the future, she puts water in the vase. And, of course, I tell her, you know, every meal you're changing this, and they don't need water for that one little hour that we have lunch together or dinner together or whatever. All they need is your loving remembrance of having a fresh flower there. Well, now, sometimes she forgets, and she gets so busy with taking care of her cat and doing her job in the mailroom and other areas where she works around the campus, and she forgets to bring flowers. And I'll point to the vase and say, Ingeborg, that's your duty. Where's our flower? And she runs out to the oleanders and grabs a blossom or two and brings them in, or she brings in a chrysanthemum, or she brings in whatever she finds. The wildflowers are the most beautiful of all. But she brings them in. Usually she's thinking in the now, and as she's driving back from the Shangri-La to the monastery, she will stop and see some beautiful flowers, and she'll grab a handful of them, rip them out, and bring them to the house. And then she'll trim them and put them in the vase, and we'll all look at them and say, what a lovely thing. This is living in the now. This is living in the moment. This is appreciating life at its fullest, not living in the past. Because to live in the past is not really what we want to do. Now, I write books. And in writing books, I write about the past, the present, the future. I write about everything. Now, if my books were really to be the fulfilled books of a master craftsman, they would only be in the now. And you say, well, the moment you write them, they're in the past. That's right. But they would only be in the now as I write them. Could I teach myself to think only in the now and write only in the now? If I can, and if I do, and if I will, I will write such marvelous things that they would be unbelievable. But since I choose to take illustrations that go back a day, an hour, a month, a year, then I'm living in the past. And then my reader is living in the distant past. Because for me, the past is yesterday. And as the reader reads what I write in the future, It'll be the distant past. As I can live in the now, in all that I do, and think in the now, dream in the now, it for me is happening right now. And that's why it's so wonderful when we can take our thoughts and make them be a happening right now. That might be an interesting phrase for us to think about. We want to live in a happening right now. We do live in the happening right now, but sometimes we don't have our eyes open to it. I'm ready to live in a happening right now. Oh, I'll tell you stories of the past. I'll perhaps continue doing some of these things, but I'm always going to be working on living a happening right now. It's kind of exciting, isn't it? Let's think about that, and let's put that as something really wonderful and important in our life, because it surely is. Have a lovely day in the now. Live in the now, and enjoy yourself in the now. I love you. I love you. I love you.